Welcome to the Freelancer Podcast, a production of students at the Neshannock Township School District.
Hey everybody, welcome to this episode of the Freelancer Podcast. My name is Bo Berman, and today I have the chance to sit down with Neshannock High School senior Tristan Tuck. You can hear the bell ringing behind us, so change of class right now, but you're not skipping class, right?
Nah.
Okay, he's not skipping class. He's here legitimately and allowed to be here right now in the new podcasting studio. So, Tristan, you've had a pretty good seven-day period here. I mean, the football game last Friday night, you guys won section and you had some pretty big kicks, right?
Yes, that is correct.
So what were the nature? Did you get two or three field goals?
In that game, I had two field goals and one extra point.
And what were what quarters did those field goals come within? Was it first quarter, fourth quarter?
Field goals were third and fourth quarter.
And how late, because I missed the game, unfortunately, but how late into the fourth quarter did that second field goal come?
I want to say around halfway through the fourth quarter, so still some time on the board, but definitely needed.
Yeah, so some important kicks. And, you know, I've never kicked field goals, you know, in a game or anything like that. I've messed around on a field, but how nervous do you get whenever you have to get out there and everyone's, like, counting on you specifically?
You know, it's definitely nerve-wracking. You know, I got 11 people trying to dive at me blocking the kick, and A lot of pressure.
So what's your key, like, if you had to advise a younger field goal kicker, like a sophomore, whoever's going to take your place next year, what advice would you give them?
Definitely keep it going. Don't if you know you have a rough game or practice, don't hang your head low. You know, I've had many of those practices, and you know, you just got to keep with it, and over time you get better, and the statistics will show you get better, and you know, your coaches begin to trust you, and then you start kicking field goals in games.
Ignore the haters.
Yeah.
So you are also on the soccer team. I had a chance to work with you, when I was assistant coaching for the soccer team this fall. And I can tell that you've played soccer for a while. But my question is, when did you start with the field goal kicking? How old were you?
I started going into ninth grade. So I did kickoffs for the eighth grade junior high team around halfway through the season. And then freshman year is when I decided to commit to it and really started putting time and effort into it and going to camps and showing what I can do.
And by going to camps, where are those camps? I mean, the camps around Pittsburgh or out of state, or they're camps specifically for learning how to kick field goals?
Yes. So I went to the YSU camp with a former, I want to say he kicked for the LA Rams, and they had a long snapper from the LA Rams. Both former, no longer playing, but they had a ton of information beyond what I could have even imagined just my freshman year. And the amount of things I learned from them, I can't even comprehend it still, how much I still have to learn.
That's pretty cool. So a lot of dedication and commitment there to take that leap and you know, try to get some education on the best practices for kicking. So what is it that you like? I mean, I've always wondered, what is it that drives a kicker? I mean, what is it that you like about it? What makes, you know, why did you decide to invest that time and money in a camp and, you know, dedicating part of your high school career to this?
That's a complicated question, I think. So for me, it was, I was just screwing around in gym class one day kicking, and my football friends saw and told me I should, you know, come onto the team and start kicking. So I did. And then, you know, I had more and more parents and coaches tell me, like, you know, if you really invest into this, like, this could be a great scholarship opportunity for you. So I was like, okay, so, you know, free college, who doesn't like that? And I started putting way more time and effort into it, and so far, no offers, but, you know, that's besides the point. After that, you know, it really became part of the team and, like, a family. And, you know, I really just enjoyed being at practices and games and not necessarily looking for it as a future scholarship, more of, like, I enjoyed being around with those people and hanging out with those people.
That's great. Great stuff. Do you ever tackle people?
I've had I can probably only count the number of tackles I've had on one hand, so Not many, but yeah, there's definitely times where people have broken free and I've had to step up and make a play. Now, usually I just get ran over, but I've tackled some people.
Do you like that, or do you kind of hate that and get nervous when you see that happening?
I want to say I like it or hate it. It's sort of like, all right, well, I got to do it, and you know, I do it, and then after that adrenaline rush, it's like, okay, I enjoyed that. That was good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So you guys had that big win Friday night. Was that versus Shenango?
Yes.
Okay. And so that made you section champions?
Yeah, it's conference champions.
Conference champions, yes. Which is exciting. It's your senior year. And then Saturday was layups for Lucy. I saw you there.
Yes.
That was a good time. And a lot of money was raised, $32,000. So
yes.
Shout out to the Beal family as a whole. Great job. And all of the committee members, student committee, who helped make that possible, and the donors and the funders. And it was just a great night, a great community experience. But I talked about that in our last episode with Mr. Passarelli. But in any case, so now there's an even bigger game coming up, and that is this Friday night. That's a home game, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Here at Neshannock. And who's the opponent?
We play Sarah Catholic.
Sarah Catholic, S-E-R-R-A Catholic. Do you have practice today?
Yes.
You practice today after school. What is your mindset going into that game?
You know, we got to come out strong. You know, we've come out weak on games like the New Brighton game, and it's really shown. So we come out strong, and we don't go in cocky or anything. We should come out with a good win. I'm confident in saying that.
Yeah. So as a field goal kicker, do you sort of like hope that it comes down to you, like at the end, like you embrace that, or are you sort of hoping that the guys on the other, you know, guys on the field, the offense, can just get it done and not leave it up to you?
You know what? I've had people ask me that question a lot, and I don't really have an answer for it. So, you know, I do enjoy kicking the field goals and having the crowd cheer for me and stuff, but, you know, it's a sort of a bummer when, you know, you get that close and you can't just punch in and get a touchdown. But, I mean, I wouldn't mind tying a game or, you know, winning a game. It all depends on the mindset of that game and how I'm feeling and how my leg's feeling.
Sure, that's a good answer. What's the longest field goal you've ever hit in a game?
In a game, 32 yards.
Wow, very nice.
In practice, 47 yards.
Nice. And how much does the soccer help with that? You know, why is it that so often the soccer team player ends up being the kicker on the football team?
The soccer background definitely helped me because I just already knew sort of how to kick a ball. But kicking a football compared to a soccer ball is completely different. A completely different shape and style of kicking. And I feel like that's kind of, you know, miscommunicated through and misunderstood.
Interesting. And how big is this game for Neshannock, for the school, for the football team, this playoff game?
I say it's a huge game. I say it's probably our biggest game. You know, we win this, we keep moving. And I think, you know, this year we have a fair shot at the championship, the Whipple title. And this is definitely a huge game.
A lot of hard work's gone into it. I mean, you guys have been practicing and training since when?
Oh, God.
I mean, it's year-round, right?
Yeah, pretty much year-round. You know, unfortunately, if we lose in the playoffs, then, you know, we might have a couple-week break, and then we're right back in the weight room. Well, I can't really say we. They are usually in the weight room. I'm usually off into the soccer time, but we're right back into the weight room lifting and preparing for next year.
What would you say has led? What would you credit the success of the football team this year to? Meaning, like, is it just, you know, impeccable coaching? Is it, you know, that family environment that's been developed? Is it just pure talent? What would you say is the biggest thing that's led to the success this year?
You know, I would say it's pretty much all of that. I mean, Coach Mo is a great coach. You know, he really, if you're not doing something proper, our coaches will lay into you. And it's constructive criticism. You got to take it with a grain of salt. But, you know, it's much needed. And, you know, our players, we put in hard work and our dedication and lots of time. And, you know, just got to keep that mindset. Like, you want it. If you want it and you show that you want it and you're determined, then as you can see, you know, we're here in the playoffs and it's showing.
Yeah, absolutely. And how much, when you're at the game, at the games, whether it's on the road or at home, how much does the support of, you know, family members showing up and teachers and the Lancer Lunatics and the crowd, how big is that for you guys?
You know, that's huge. This last game at Shenango, our stands were crazy. We had, you know, our coaches were actually kind of upset and complaining because our section was so loud and so enthusiastic and the screaming was uncontrollable that, you know, we could hardly hear on the sidelines. But I think it's definitely a huge part of the game, because there's nothing better than going an hour and a half away and looking up in the stands and seeing that you actually have people that come out and support you. It's a big feeling, great feeling.
Yeah, it must be very cool. And it seems like the students have a lot of fun with it too.
Yes, absolutely. You know, our Lancer Lunatics are Lancer Lunatics.
Yeah, absolutely. And on another note, not just athletics, but academics, on Friday, you were part of the group that had a chance to go to Point Park University on a field trip to their Center for Media Innovation, which was a fun experience. I had the pleasure of joining that as well in downtown Pittsburgh. And what were your thoughts on that field trip?
You know, it definitely is something. If you get to experience it, you should definitely sign up for it. I don't really know how to explain it. It's something new and something different, and it really, I don't really know how to explain it.
Well, I mean, you were put in front of the camera along with one of our other students, Sophia Smith, kind of playing the role of anchors and really given scripts on the spot with no practice that were put into a teleprompter, which you had to read and basically pretend you guys were news anchors and literally do what news anchors do and switch cameras that you were looking at. So was that experience what you expected?
You know, it's... I give credit to news anchors and all of them, because it's definitely hard. You know, you got to know where to look and how to properly keep yourself your emotions and all that. And it's definitely a lot of fun. I had a blast, and I would definitely do it again if I could.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for sitting down with me for the Freelancer podcast this episode. Good luck to you and the rest of the team this Friday night. Very, very exciting game. I'm sad I won't be able to make it. I'm going to be out of town, because I would definitely like to go to this one. So I need you guys to win so I can go to the next one if that happens. But
all right.
But also, you know, you guys have a lot of pride and a lot on the line here. So, you know, win or lose, you've had an amazing season. Very, very fun to follow you guys. But we'll certainly hope for the win. So, yeah, Tristan Tuck, Neshanic High School senior, starting kicker on the football team, on the Lancer football team, and also a starter on the boys varsity soccer team as well, although that season has come to an end. So, once again, Tristan, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. Thank you for having me, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care, everybody.